My name is Megan Stevens, and I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to the newcomers, and congratulations to the birthdays. God separated me from drugs and alcohol on December 23rd, 2012, and for that I'm truly grateful. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm indebted to this program, and I owe my life to this program. You know, I didn't always love Alcoholics Anonymous. In fact, to say I disliked it would be an understatement. I was introduced to the rooms when I was 17. I had just been released from juvenile hall, and I was court ordered for the first time to a program and to meetings. And you know, I'm the kind of person that doesn't like to be told what to do, and so, you know, I didn't want anything to do with Alcoholics Anonymous, and really I just wanted to party and have fun. And you know, I started drinking my freshman year of high school, and you know, from the gates, I could not control my drinking. I was a blackout drinker, and I drank almost daily. And if you hung out with me, you knew a few things. You know, some shit was going to get broken. I was going to fight some people. I was probably going to crash my car. And I was probably going to get arrested and then ask you for bail. You know, and like, so to hang out with me, I was a liability. You know, and because I care so much about what other people think of me, you know, I didn't enjoy that I was viewed as sloppy, you know, and, but it wasn't enough to, like, I wasn't going to cease drinking as much. And, you know, I first started to trying to control my drinking with cocaine, and it was great. You know, like, I was no longer sloppy. And I didn't crash my car. I drove it a little too fast, but, you know, and so I started to try and control my excessive cocaine use with Oxycontin, and then Oxycontin with meth, and then meth with heroin. And, you know, before I knew it, I was, you know, I was a hope-to-die junkie. And it wasn't the vision that I had for my life. You know, growing up, I had pretty grandiose dreams and aspirations. And so I realized that, you know, I was selling a little piece of who I was and who I wanted to become for a sack of dope. And, you know, by the time I realized that I wanted a different life, I had no control. Like, I didn't have the power. Like, this was way beyond me. And, you know, I experienced powerlessness. The second time I was in prison, I made a promise to myself. Like, I'm never going to drink and use again. And I'm going to change my life. And, you know, when I got out, I knew that I was going to be testing for federal probation, for the sober living I was in, and for the treatment program. And regardless of the consequences, you know, I could not drink and use. Like, I didn't want to use anymore, but I could not stop. I had no mental defense against that first drink, and self-knowledge failed me. Like, I knew that I had this physical allergy. I knew that the first one was all I needed to get going, yet I could not stop myself from that first drink or drug. And so thank God that, like, along the way of bouncing in and out of this program, some seeds were planted, you know. And when I became utterly hopeless, like, I knew that I could come here and I'd have to do things differently. I'd have to put some work into the program, but I knew that there was hope for me. And so this time when I came back, you know, I read the book and I found myself in the pages. And I asked myself, like, is this my truth? Like, is this my experience? And, you know, I discovered for myself that I am a real alcoholic and that I needed a spiritual solution. And so, you know, I believe when I came into the program, I believed in God. I always believed in God, but, my belief in God had never kept me sober before. But through what happened for me was through a 12-step process, I was able to grow to know God and experience Him, and my belief in God was transformed. It developed into an unwavering faith and a power in my life that could separate me from drugs and alcohol. And I don't know, I'm so grateful for this program and the life that it's afforded me. And the only way that I've been able to express that gratitude is to be of service to this program and to take others through the work. You know, I stay in this work. I stay in this work, and I'm taking the steps for the third time. And I don't know, it's been my experience that if you're an alcoholic, you have this deep spiritual thirst to know God on a deep level. And if you don't answer that call, then nothing in your life is going to satisfy you. And this program has given, thank you. And I don't know, so I stay in this work, and it's been told to me that, you know, you're not working this program if you're not on all three sides of the triangle. And so, you know, I have this little calendar, and like on a daily basis, I evaluate, you know, where was I on all three sides of the triangle today? And I keep a constant awareness of that, and I'm vigilant. And I don't know, I mean, I still don't understand God, but, you know, I know Him, and the sense of ease and comfort that I experience in my life today is exponentially greater than any drug or alcohol ever did for me. And, you know, my life was crippled. I was debilitated with fear. You know, my life was motivated by fear. And today, like, you know, God uses me, and He continues to demonstrate through me what He can do. Like, Megan Stevens can't stay sober for any extended period of time and, like, stay quit. But God has, like, demonstrated through me, you know, by keeping me sober for over 2 years, that He has the power to do that. And you know, He uses me, and it's so cool. And I don't know if you're new in this room tonight, like, I just implore you to read the book with someone who has thoroughly done this work and discover for yourself if you're a real alcoholic. Like, don't let anyone tell you that you're an alcoholic. Like, you know, discover it for yourself and know in your heart. And I promise you, our book promises that if you thoroughly do this work, that you will be connected with a power greater than yourself, a power that will separate you from drugs and alcohol. And that's been my experience. I don't know, that's really all that I have to share, but thank you for listening.